Angela.
President Truman on 9-0.
That's President. How you feeling?
Oh, I'm just catching hell, you know, from daylight to dark, and can't find anybody that ever says anything good about me, but I guess that's what's supposed that goes with the job. Doesn't that go with the job? How early do you get up in the morning?
Oh, about 5 o'clock.
I thought I might invite myself out to see you. I got to make a Democratic speech here Thursday and go to San Francisco to the United Nations, and I remembered how much you did for them and how you saved them in Korea and everything else. And I thought that I would, after I get through that Democratic speech Thursday night, that I would just fly out to Kansas City and stay all night, get a little tourist court there close to the airport. And if you would and could and felt like it and they didn't get you up too early, come down and have breakfast with me about 7 o'clock. They want me to take off about 8:30.
I'll be there at 7 o'clock.
All right. Now, that's Friday morning, and I'll have my secretary call your secretary. Well, I thought I'd try to get a place as close to the airport as I could. They... All right. All right. There's a motor court there that's pretty good close to the airport, but I'll check it and I'll have them call you back. Okay, all right. All right, we'll see you there at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock on Friday.
Okay.
I'll be there.
Thank you, man. Give my love, Mr. Truman. Here's a friend of yours who wants to say hello to you, Supreme Court Justice.
Okay. Mr. President?
Yes.
This is Arthur Goldberg. How are you, Mr. President?
All right.
Well, you sound fine.
Good job.
You feel peppy enough to seize the steel industry again if they act up against the president here?
I'll do anything the president wants me to do.
Okay. Stay well and say hello to Mrs. Truman for me, will you?
I'll sure do it.
Yes, nice to talk to you. Bye.